Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us. A time of joy. A time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays. And sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
I think you guys will understand what I'm saying when I tell you... You know, sometimes you need a real miracle, and all we can do is maybe help with the symptoms, the ancillary problems that come with a much, much larger one. This mom wrote us a letter. It says, "My name is Brooke. I'm writing to ask you for help. I have a husband and three boys, ages 12, 8, and 4. The past 4 years have been a struggle for our family. My youngest son, Hudson, was born with a major medical issue and has multiple surgeries in his young life. Hudson was born with CHARGE. Now, this syndrome, it means that he was born without the left side of his heart. He's got breathing issues, hearing and vision problems, kidney disease, requires full-time care, cannot walk or talk, must communicate through a device." Now, let me stop there and mark this. So I started to talk to Jake about this because I'd never heard of this. So I asked, what's the prognosis for a kid like this? Like, what happens with him? Like, what's the only way? Is there a way for him to be better? Is there surgery?
Well, in the end game, like, he would have to have a heart transplant.
So,
or
he's got to have one.
He's got to have one, or his life expectancy is, they say, 15 years. And the list of problems, like, it's called CHARGE syndrome because, you know, it's a list of letters that explain what it is, but it's everything from vision, breathing, urinary tract, kidney disease,
yeah,
ear abnormalities.
So like, he's only 4 years old.
And he's only 4 years old and had multiple procedures.
When you know, it's impossible to understand. I can't even begin to wrap my head around it. You think about, it's your little kid, your son, and you know there's a way to save him, but a miracle has to happen. And during that time, you've got to do everything you can to give him the time to get that heart transplant. No matter what, you got to keep it moving. That's the kind of pressure that just destroys families. And the idea that he can't communicate and tell them what hurts. He talks to them on a device. So October 8th, he went in for his third open heart surgery at 4 years old. And they discovered he had 3 clots in his pulmonary valve. Now the mom, Brooke, gives him 2 shots a day of blood thinner to prepare for his checkup in January to see if he can be ready for surgery in April. They spent a lot of time at Children's Mercy. My husband has had to take time off work, so we fell behind on some bills, and they're behind on their rent. But he works over 50 hours a week. He does 2 jobs. He works at the railroad, and then he lays flooring at night. You know, obviously, this little boy, he's 4 years old. You can't leave him alone. Your mom has to stay with him, must stay with him. It's, you know, all your life is there. Everything you're doing.
Well, anybody who has kids who've been, I mean, we've been nothing even close to these kind of procedures, but you take your kids to Children's Mercy, yeah, and you see kids come in and out, and well, you know what they're going through.
Not to mention the other 2 children.
But the thing is, yeah, of course. But the thing you know in your heart is, I need time. I need time. I have to keep this thing moving because all I can do is hope that there's a heart for this kid. The call will come. They'll go, bring him now. Now's the day. Today's the day.
Yeah.
And even then, it's an incredibly iffy surgery. But, you know, just think of that pressure of like, I have to keep everything together long enough for him to have a chance at this. I can't imagine the waking up every morning knowing that's what you gotta do. and then going to bed every night hoping that it's another day tomorrow, that you can just get one more day. And then at the end, that, like I talk about, the miracle is the heart. The ancillary problems are rent, and but you got to pay it, man. They don't. That landlord doesn't care.
Yeah, the world doesn't stop.
You why? Let's talk to her.
Number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Might need to dial at one. If it doesn't go through on this, I'll have Jake dial from the other room.
Where's
Marines? Oh, no, that's not it. Sorry, my bad. Jake, would you make the call, please? Thank you. If we can get her, just, you know, I guess all you can really offer is hoping to buy time. Let her know we're going to be on the radio, Jake, and ask her if that's okay. That's all we can do.
Any helps, probably.
Well, this is their current hurdle in the long run of trying to get this kid to a place. You know, basically, you've got 10 years of just doing everything you possibly can to give this little boy a chance at survival. Is this Brooke? Hey, Brooke, I know you spoke with Jake, but we're on the radio.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry your kid's sick.
Okay.
I hate it for you. So let's talk about this. He was born with this charge syndrome, and I know he's got a lot of physical challenges, but the biggest challenge is keeping everything together until he can get a heart. If he gets a heart transplant, what's the prognosis?
Everyone's different. It just depends on the child, but he could live till 50.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. You can reject the heart as soon as you get it, and you could.
Yeah, you never know. But the only chance is, the only thing they know to do is to replace the heart.
Yeah, he can have one more open heart surgery, the one he was supposed to have in October. And that's just rerouting what he does have to work on the one side he has. And then after that, it's just basically waiting for his heart to fail.
So you've got
to get on the list.
Three boys. You've got Cody and Trenton, and everything's good with them. And you have another son, and it's a beautiful thing. And then you find out about this, and they lay it all out for you. And then you come into this realization that time is your enemy and time is your friend. It's the thing you're fighting against, but as long as you have time still, as long as you can keep him healthy and you can keep it together, keep the roof over his head and keep him fed and healthy, you still have a chance at getting that surgery done.
Yes.
So I know that he's been through a lot, and you stay with him every day. And then, of course, Dad, every once in a while, you have to be there, and you guys have fallen a little bit behind. Told Jake that you were behind on your rent?
Yeah. After going in for his last surgery, with him just taking those days off, it's just kind of hard to play catch up, and we've just fallen behind.
Yeah. How much was it?
We owe $1,250.
When was it due?
What?
When was it due, the rent? When, I'm sorry, I was asking you, what date is it due?
Oh, I'm sorry. The 15th.
So is this the past 15th that we're late on, or the current 15th that's coming up?
The current 15th.
The past 15th. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, take a breath. We're going to work our way through this. Today's going to be all right. We're going to help you today, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, but just... This is something we can help with. I can't help with the rest. Jake said that he kind of had to drag it out of you a bit, but are you behind on your electric and your water?
We are.
How much?
I'm just worried mainly about getting our rent paid.
I understand. I gotcha. How much behind are you behind on that electric?
What?
How far behind on the electric are you?
About $150.
$150? And how much on your water bill?
$173.
Okay. All right, listen, stay right there. Let's just take a breath. So if it was $12.50 for that, $150 on top of that.
$15.75, is that about right?
$15.75. Is that right? Anyway, just double check that. I just want to know that we're getting it all. It's, Jake, honestly, I feel bad and apologize to her. I didn't mean to berate her or ask her too many times the same questions. I'm trying to figure out what we can do to lighten the load for this lady. So $12.50, $150, and $170, let's say $175.
Yeah, $1,575 is what I have.
All right, then. Let's go. Brock, you're on there. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny, it's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
I want to donate $100.
That's a great start. What do you do for a living? Where are you right now, by the way?
I'm in Topeka, headed back towards Lewisburg, Kansas. I'm a truck driver. I started my own company.
Ah, your OTR. Okay, well, good. Can you get by a U.S. Bank?
I'll send my wife over there.
All right, we can drop it to a U.S. bank or right here to the radio station, 7000 Squibb, Mission, Kansas, 66202.
That'll work.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man. Merry Christmas, man. Aaron, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, this is Aaron.
Aaron, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I want to give $200.
Why?
When my wife and I first got married, 9 months after we got married, she went into kidney failure and spent 5 years on dialysis.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. Why? Slow down. You were married and then she went into kidney failure. Tell me.
Yeah. She went into kidney failure 9 months after we got married. And
why?
She ended up on dialysis.
What happened?
She had an issue. The diagnosis is called IgA nephropathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like an autoimmune thing that attacked her kidneys.
How old was she?
How old were you? Yeah, she was 17 when it happened.
Jesus Christ.
And then, of course, we got married about 5 or 6 years later after that, and then she went into kidney failure, and she was on the dialysis for 5 years, and we literally lost everything ourselves. We we lost our house and everything, and so I know what this lady's going through when you're reaching out for help and there's no one there. So.
And did she? And your hope is to get a kidney transplant.
Well, she already got one.
And so she did, and then but that time though that you're trying to hold on, that you're burning through your savings, that you're just like, I just have to keep you alive, and we have to keep living long enough for there to be somebody, some way, somehow to get a kidney transplant.
Yep.
And then you get your life back.
Yeah. Yep. So we did, and we're back on the top side of it, and but when we went through it, it was a hard time, and
yeah.
And we didn't have a lot of resources, to reach out to help us. And we ended up losing our first house and everything. And so it was just a rebuilding process. And we're on the upside now. And so if I can help somebody on the downside, that's what I want to do.
How much can you help with, Aaron?
$200.
That's beautiful. You're a good man. Merry Christmas. I'm glad to hear that it worked out for you. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yep. Have a great Christmas, man. Drop it off to a U.S. bank or bring it by the station. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning. Is this, where am I at? Isaac? Am I at the wrong one?
Yeah,
Isaac?
Yeah. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Hey, I'd like to help out a little bit. I think I'd like to give $700 to this family, help them out. So.
$700? Isaac, what do you do for a living?
I'm a carpenter.
Yeah, Isaac, you don't have to shoulder all this, man. Like, we'll get
it. I don't know, but man, if it will, if it'll get that daddy a little bit of time to hang out at home and not have to work so hard in the evenings and spend a little time with his kids, then maybe to help him out.
How many hours a week you work, Isaac?
I don't know, 40, 50.
How long have you been a carpenter?
Most of my life, about 20 years.
It's not easy work.
No.
You got kids?
I do. I've got a 7-year-old and a 18-year-old stepson.
You miss a couple birthday parties and a couple holidays and a couple games because you had to work?
Yes, sir.
You're a good man.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate it.
Man, just run it by U.S. Bank. Hope for the holidays, all right?
Yes, sir, will do.
Appreciate it. Where are we?
We are at $1,000.
And how much do we need?
$1,575.
All right, Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny, I got $1,000 for you, brother.
Joel,
let's go ahead and clean this up and help this family out a lot, buddy.
Well, we can clean it out at $1,575, but you know, and something I hadn't even thought of is there's three little boys that we haven't even thought about maybe helping them out with Christmas a little bit. That would put us at, if it was, you say $1,575, Nick?
Yeah, $1,575 was the original
three
amount.
Kids, if they were 12, 4, and 8, you know, Hudson probably doesn't need a lot, just needs love and attention and happiness around him. So if we gave, you know, $200 each for that, don't you think that would be?
I think that'd be great, brother.
So we, hell, man, we're right at it.
Let's do this, buddy. Let's do it.
You're such a great man. What do you do for a living?
I own a small heating and cooling business, and I've had a really good year. And I just, you know, I heard the story, and it, you know, it makes you tear up. And I just want to help the family out, brother.
Listen, I might need an air conditioner sometime, or somebody might need a heater. What's the name of your company?
Oh, man, we don't need to pimp that out.
I know you don't.
That's not important.
You're a beautiful person.
Hey, thank you, Johnny. I appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you, man.
You need just a little more to get there.
Like $25.
Well, because if you want to get
there. So it was $125? $125, right?
We currently have $2,000 because we have the original $1,000 that came together and then Joel just now. So
we need $100. $175. My math is off.
Yes.
I'm all kinds of screwed up over this story.
I got you. No, that we just need just a hair more.
Hey, Ron, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny. I originally told that I would take $100, but I'll take care of the rest. I'll do the $175. I've got a 4-year old and I got a 4-month old, and I would do anything for those guys, and just want this family to be able to spend some time together.
Yeah, that's what I kept coming back to reading this letter over and over again was the idea that time is the thing you need so bad, and time is your enemy. You know, the countdown is on to save this kid and to try to give him any semblance of a normal life, and when you're put in that position as a parent or as somebody who loves another person, I can't imagine the every day you wake up just begging to get another day in.
I couldn't imagine.
No, I can't. Stay right there. Hold on a second. Yeah, and I don't know why. It just really. That's a hard one to hear, man. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Donnie. Thank you guys so much. It's just hard to ask, and I really appreciate it. You guys have no clue how you felt.
I wish we could do something more meaningful.
No, this means everything to our family.
Look, I hope you get to spend some good time with your kids. I hope that
Thank you guys so much.
Your husband, you know, can get a little relief. You can get some. You guys can take a break for one day at Christmas and get together and just maybe just relax a little bit and not worry about the bills. Will you bring us your rent and your landlord's information? We'll pay him directly. Bring us your electric bill and your water bill. We'll pay them directly. I'll get you some gift cards to buy Cody and Trenton and Hudson some gifts. And our friends at Constantino's would like to make sure that you have a great Christmas meal, and they've got a $500 gift card for you from the Constantino's Price Chopper Sun Fresh and Apple Markets, okay?
You guys are amazing.
No.
Everyone in Kansas City is amazing.
That's
you don't even know me. I'm just wanting to help.
Well, I just, I hope everything goes well, and please keep us updated with Hudson, and I hope you get there.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.